We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Thank you, gentlemen. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, I'm Andy Shea. We're rounding out our show this week. Quarter number four. This has been our potpourri quarter, I'll say, this offseason. We're doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm looking forward to hopefully
again soon. Do you think Penn State football fans know what potpourri is?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, okay. Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit a pause for the cause, okay. And Ross didn't. I'm looking forward to when we kind of do our next make the case. I like that one.
Uh-huh.
But for now, with spring practice just around the corner, we're going to talk about some spring stories. There's like 40 of them that we could choose from. We're just going to banter around a couple of them.
Spring practice to kick off very soon. Yep. Next week at some point, James Franklin will hold a spring press conference on Monday.
Monday.
And that usually signals the start of spring practice. Finally, it's here.
All right. Let's start with, who are the five best offensive linemen in your opinion? Let's talk about that. Who are the five best offensive linemen?
What's this segment about in general?
Spring storylines, key players.
Did you already say that?
Yeah, we did.
I already said that.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. I'm right here across from you. Bob's to your left.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll go in order. I will go one, Ryan Bates. Two, Connor McGovern. Three, Will Fries. Four, Steven Gonzalez. Five. It's kind of hard.
It is kind of hard.
I guess right now would be a tie between Chaz Wright and a limited sample size of Michael Mennett. I mean, how can any of us really speak definitively on what we've seen from? He just hasn't played enough.
Yeah,
he just hasn't played enough. I guess but he's played a little bit. He's played enough that I think he's probably about as Chaz Wright.
Probably the biggest spotlight. There's a lot of spotlight to share, but this one, it's got to be a bright spotlight on Mennett this spring. Don't you agree, Bob?
Yeah, I think so. Third year.
It's time.
Obviously a talented player. Obviously now comfortable, knows what Lime Grover expects and what James Franklin expects of him. Certainly not now or never, especially because there's a lot of young players that they really like.
Right.
But I think to Ross's point, Bates and Fries at the tackle spots probably makes sense. But if you do that, then that usually means that Chaz Wright's going to take a seat. And if that's the case, you're probably looking at Gonzalez and Mennett or Miranda or Thorpe at the guards with Connor at the center spot.
Right, play guard?
I don't know if there's a definitive top five.
Right.
I think that's going to be played out in the spring.
Do they move right to guard? Any thoughts on that?
He's too big.
Is he too big? Ross, you think Chaz Wright's too big as a guard?
I think...
Like, he might be one of the five best.
I think it's not just big. I think things happen faster inside, and I don't think that that's ideal for his skill set.
All right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think that they'd be more likely to maybe move Bates back inside than move Wright inside. I think Chaz Wright is an ideal swing tackle, swing guard, maybe even next man up at four spots.
So you'd say Fries and Wright at tackle would happen and move Bates to a guard.
If they went that route.
But remember last week he was talking about...
I wasn't here last week.
Well, he thinks... I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Jimmy was in the captain's chair.
Yeah, awesome,
but Ross was... Ross was talking about maybe they move people around too much on the offensive line.
Yes.
They can't get really comfortable, acclimated, and he thinks that might have cost them a little bit.
Is Bates a better guard or tackle?
Guard.
That's what I think.
They think tackle.
I just thought
I know
he was
that, I know that they think tackle. I have not seen that, but they think tackle.
I really...
He's not an NFL tackle. He's an NFL guard.
Yeah.
He's not long enough to be an NFL tackle.
I'm intrigued to see if Miranda and Thorpe can close the gap on some players
like Mennett,
that are
Gonzalez,
to be ahead of them.
Right.
But these guys, I think, could come really fast if they have a good spring.
All right, let's keep it moving. Another spring story. Let's talk about the tight end position. All right, first of all, I got a little bit different spin on this. Let's just say that the last two seasons, Mike Gesicki, who is proven himself at the combine, and you knew it if you watched him. He's a freak. Had 105 catches, 1,242 yards, 14 touchdowns. You don't replace that. New offensive coordinator, kind of the same, but maybe it's new. With that kind of weapon and so many greenhorns, do you think that Penn State's tight end role becomes a different model under Ricky Ronnie in his first year as the offensive coordinator? Or do you think it's the same old tight end and they just got to find a guy to, some guys to plug in there? That's my spring question is, does the tight end role change? Because when you lose a guy like Gesicki and you got, you know, two, three guys who you're, I'm not sure. Do you just adjust the position on the fly?
They have already, in my mind, we've talked about this a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see as much tight ends, or conversely, more two tight end sets, or as much throwing to the tight end. I think we might see, I think you might have asked this, Andy, or maybe it was an Ask Ross question about four wide receiver sets.
Correct.
I hope that they're smart enough to use their personnel as best as possible, as opposed to using a system and trying to fit their personnel into it.
Right.
We don't know how they feel. I mean, I felt like a couple years ago they were pretty high on Bowers, you know?
I agree. And the guy either gets hurt. I mean, he was hurt pretty bad 2 years ago, or he just can't get on the field. Or I still – John Holland was – they were – he was – James was raving about him.
Great spring game.
Finally don't have to have Mike Gesicki on the field all the time. We can – if we want to go to two tight end sets, we can do that. John Holland.
Mike Gesicki.
There was just nothing. And yeah. I don't think he was hurt.
No, I don't think he was hurt either.
So they don't have a Mike Gesicki yet. I mean, they might. Somebody might grow into that role.
Oh, Ross thinks I know Zach Kuntz could be a Mike Gesicki.
I believe Ross thinks that Zach Kuntz can be a really transcendent player, and that might be true. But right now, I just think it's a little bit of a – someone's going to have to step up, because I just think it's a pretty big drop-off. Mike Gesicki was a great wide receiver tight end. I don't know what position you want to call that, but he had gotten really good at that job, and he was very valuable.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to keep a tight end spread out all the time like that if they're not as good at it as he was. I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a great question.
I wasn't more like, which one of these guys is going to be the tight end? My thought is, what are they going to do with the tight end position?
I think the blue-white game will be really interesting to see what formations they use and how much they use the tight ends in the blue-white game. I think we'll learn a lot more then.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we got you covered. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, I'm Andy Shea. Quarter number four, we're wrapping up this week. We've got a little roundtable going. We're throwing out some spring stories and talking about them. I got another one for you. Ricky Ronnie. What should we expect? More of the same? Is it going to look a little different? Obviously, you expect it's a new coordinator. He's an offensive coordinator. He's going to make it his own. But do you expect more of the same? And the other thing is, if you think about it, running backs coach, wide receivers coach, tight end coach, as well as him being a first-year coordinator, I know he's had his fingers in the
This is
the
one
bowl.
Of the best points you've made in a while.
Well, thank you.
They really have a different running back coach, wide receiver coach, and tight end coach.
They do.
That's a lot.
And a new court.
That's a lot. That should make people nervous.
And that's
position
what I'm saying.
Position coaches matter. I've seen at different levels, I've seen running backs, 1 year they had no idea who they were supposed to block. The next year a new running backs coach came in, those guys were on top of it. Position coaches matter. That's a lot of turnover for Penn State. I mean, they had the one guy come in as a wide receiver coach, and they moved him to running back coach. So, Corley, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they moved him to tight end, didn't they?
No, tight end's Bowen.
After Gaddis left, they had to flip it again.
Right.
They had to move the guy from Army, I think, was hired as the running backs coach.
Correct.
And then they had to move him to wideouts coach.
And
they brought in the Florida coach.
Juwan Sider.
To coach the running backs.
Yeah. And
So my point is, and I know Corley's done wide receivers before, but that's a concern. I would think that we'll see a lot from Ricky Ronnie of what Moorhead did. Why would you why would you try to fix something that isn't broken? Why would you try to do it? If anything, I think they'll give Trace McSorley more responsibility. Why would you do stuff that he's not comfortable with?
Right.
Plus then you're really subjecting yourself to a lot of criticism. I'm sure he'll have his own little ideas and wrinkles, but it'll be primarily Moorhead's offense.
You're going to see this too, and you're going to hear them talk about it. They have to keep Tommy Stevens happy. I know it sounds crazy, but there's a they want to keep him at Penn State. They created this position for him. They used him in the bowl game. You're going to see him integrate Tommy Stevens into the offense quite a bit and not at the quarterback position. They have to do it. They want to keep him. It's a priority, I've been told. So you're just going to hear a lot about it, so get ready for it.
So that is what we should expect.
You're going to see him on the field, I think, more.
Cool. All right, do we want to do one more before we get out, gentlemen? Let's do one more. Ross, what is your biggest position concern for spring storylines? What is your biggest single position concern? Not which side of the ball, which position concerns you the most? You want some more time to think? I'll go to Bob.
Well, to me, it's either linebacker or tight end. I guess I'll say linebacker, because tight end you can scheme away from more.
Right.
Like, you kind of need guys to play linebacker.
Right.
So this idea that they might start a true freshman D end at middle linebacker, that would be a concern to me. Yeah. So I'm going to say linebacker.
Linebacker and safety. I think they feel only good one. About Lamont Wade. They feel only good one. About Nick Scott.
Right. Which one? Linebacker or safety goes a little bit
linebacker.
Higher.
For,
linebacker? Mm-hmm. To me, it's
still Cam Brown. Jury's still out.
It's safety to me. The safety position. Well, and in some respects, though, it's the safety position now. But in some respects, I think I'm couching my thing. By the fifth or sixth game of this 2018 season,
stop couching.
I'm pretty sure you're going to forget that safety was a big concern. But right now, to me, it's the biggest concern, because it was the strength of the back end, even though the corners were, you know, okay, the corner. But the strength of that defense on the back end was at the safety position, and now you've lost the strength of that at the back end. And that's, to me, that's a huge concern.
Safety's a pretty good one. I think safety's...
I'm not couching. It's linebacker.
Yeah, I agree. Linebacker.
2-1, you're outvoted.
You're wrong, Andy. Thanks
I think Michael Parsons is going to be a fine inside middle linebacker as a true freshman.
I don't really remember a true freshman middle linebacker playing really well. I mean, I'm sure there's examples, but it's so much of that position is being able to read, key, and diagnose things. It's hard to do as a true freshman.
That is true. All right, that'll do it for us this week. Thank you, Ross.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bob. For everybody here at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us, and have a good weekend, everybody. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.